Welcome to Distinguished Gentlemen's Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Stapp.
Will you take me higher?
Yes, I will. Baroque's gonna have a baby. He's gonna lay in his arms, and he's gonna say hello to the baby.
Baroque's wife is gonna have a baby. Baroque is gonna be there.
I don't know. The way he talks about it, sounds like he makes it sound like he is. Jeez.
Not really.
I know.
I'm not even gonna. No.
So actually,
I'm just janking. I'm janking your chain, bro. Whatever that means.
Last weekend, at one point, we just had the TV on, and I was helping my daughter with some coloring, and Family Feud was on. And the question was, what percentage of the work do men do during labor? They asked 100 guys that question. What percentage is... You guys care to venture a guess? Two guys that were answering, because it was like the bonus round, yeah. they were both guys.
Okay.
Oh, they of asked course.
Yeah.
What percentage of work do guys do? I don't know. 2%.
All right. Broke?
I mean...
Any guesses?
Okay.
100 guys. I'm going to say they said 10%.
Oh, what they said. Sorry.
Oh, no. Like a number one answer I was going
okay.
for.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to still stick with 10%.
Well, these guys, their answers were like, one guy was like 20 and the other guy was like 35. And my wife at both of them was like, what? Anyways, the number one answer, the only proper answer is zero. Like, you don't do anything.
Oh, I know.
But I held her, dude,
guys,
I held her leg.
It's like, I'm like 10%. There's going to be guys who are stupid. I'm in there coaching her.
I don't know, man. I think the main job is like, stay awake. That's pretty much your main job is just stay awake. Don't say I'm tired.
I by the third court, one. That's like 0.2%.
Shit's already done at that point. Come on, man. We don't do anything.
I got ice chips.
Hey, 2% of the work was actually me. No, I'm just kidding.
2%? Wow.
Yeah, that's lowballing it.
So yeah, Baroque's having a baby.
Oh, yes,
Baroque, when is the when's the point of no return? Is that this week?
Yes. Monday is induction date.
Next Monday is induction day.
Yeah.
Holy 28. Shit.
Yeah, but seeing how my wife is going, I'm not thinking we're making it to Monday. But it sucks. Like, she's been the whole time doing this whole, oh, we can do it. The baby can come whenever. And then today she flipped her tune to the baby can come Wednesday after 1 o'clock because my sister will be here. And, you know, it was more of that whole like, well, how are we going to pick her up from the airport if she's not here? I'm like, well, she can take an Uber or we can do something else. But basically, we're going to have to figure something out because I am not going to be like, all right, babe, hold on, you know, getting the baby completely out. I'll be back in like an hour and a half. I got to go pick up your sister. I don't see that going over too well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I like that she thinks that it's actually a viable strategy. Is just say, no, we'll just wait. It's okay.
Let's just hold off.
We're good.
Oh, she's been like the whole time. It's funny. She's talking like, all right, baby, you can come whenever. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Just come out. You know, this food that you like all the time, you can have it for real. The faster you come out, the sooner you can have that. And now, like I said, today was the, she can't come out until my sister's here. And I'm just like, you're already starting to get the mild contractions. I don't see this going your way.
Well, that's awesome, man. We're all on pins and needles for you, man.
Baby's going to come whenever it wants, whenever it's
ready.
Oh,
I know. Baby, I'm like, that baby's going to hit that eject button, and the next thing you know, it's like, hospital.
Mm-hmm. I know. We could expect it any time, I guess, to get that DM. Baby's coming! Or baby's here.
Yeah.
Well, like, my daughter, we had to explain to her, like, okay, you can't wear just whatever to sleep in anymore. Either you have to have clothes ready to go, or you have to wear something you're willing to wake up and go to the hospital in. because like she's gotten into this weird thing, like she doesn't want to get rid of her PJs. The thing will be basically a shirt at this point. And she's like, no, it's still a PJs. And like, no, it's not anymore.
I know. My daughter does the same thing. She comes downstairs and she's got these pants that are like up to like mid calf. I'm like, you've been wearing those since you were 8 years old. Like, throw these things away. I don't know what it is with kids. I mean, I guess it's partly like my fault. We're not throwing their clothes away. But today, Dylan comes down like for hockey and he's got like these sweatpants. Well, some of them like we keep just so he could just play outside and rough up and stuff like that, but they're like, they're not super super short, but they're like just short enough. And he's like giving me a hug and I pick up the back and I'm like, dude, these are eights. Now granted, he has just, I mean, my kids aren't like the biggest kids because my wife is like 5 foot nothing, so he's kind of just moved into the 10-12s and out of like the 8s. But I was like, dude, these are 8s. Like, you can't be wearing these out in public. Like, make me look like I'm dressing you like you're, I don't know, like the flood is coming. He doesn't care. It's just like, you know what's funny? When you guys were kids and it was cold outside, did you wear your heavy coat? Or were you like, no, fuck that. I'm going to wear like a t-shirt. I'm wear whatever I want. Because that is like a constant battle that I've decided that I'm just giving up on.
It's so ridiculous. Like, thinking back on it, it gets fucking cold up here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I go outside with like a baseball hat on. Why the hell wouldn't I wear a toque? Why wouldn't I wear a toque? I'd wear a baseball hat. Because you know what? It's not fucking cool, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Sure, my ears are purple, but it's not cool.
Like, how cold is it up there? California, I think Canuck said it was like minus 37 where he was
today, or some shit. Today was another extreme cold weather warning. A couple nights ago, it felt like minus 35. So for our listeners at home, Celsius and Fahrenheit meet at minus 32.
Yes.
So it's fucking cold is what it is. Even tonight.
I don't know.
Tonight it's felt crazy. Like minus 22 Celsius. Mm-hmm. That's like minus 7 Fahrenheit. Like it. We're watching my in-laws' dog this week. They're away, mm-hmm. And so I have to take the dogs out one at a time, and both of them do the same thing. We go down the steps, they try and take a piss, and within 25 seconds, they're like pulling their paws up because it's so bloody cold.
Hey, you put your butthole out in that air and see how you like
it. Yeah, that would be my dog. Like today, I took him out to go to the bathroom, and instead of going into the snow to crap, he like picks his ass up over the edge of the sidewalk in the snow and just like poops right there. It's like, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And it's like, oh, okay. I mean,
yeah, Louis, my dog grew up a city dog. He'll shit on every sidewalk that he sees. He doesn't care. He pees on them too, like everything.
But so I would have this battle with Dylan every morning, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just giving up. If he wants to just wear a hoodie instead of like a nice thick coat, like, you know what? Freeze. I'm not going to argue about it every single day because it would be a fight to get out the door. Now, I would wear, for me, I would wear my heavy coat, but I would wear it like off my shoulders. Like that's how I would wear it. Like, it's funny they were doing it in the Goldbergs, but it would just like, you know, I just walk with it like that.
Gangster. I know exactly what you mean.
Like gangster style. Exactly what you mean. But I would always wear my heavy coat, but him, like hat, heavy coat, he won't do it at all. So I was like, you know,
no, my parents went like this. Wear whatever you want. If you get sick, you're the one that's getting, like, they just did not care. But I also grew up in California where it's like, you know,
yeah,
oh, it's count. In the 50s. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's winter. No, no, it's not like, you know, my parents, I talked to them now and they're like, how cold is it? I'm like, oh, it's like 10 degrees today. And they're just like, how do you live in that? I'm like,
it's not that hard. I wish I could. I feel like I remember there was just a day. One day out of the blue, I was like, what am I doing? It's fucking cold. Why am I not dressed appropriate?
Yeah. Why am I trying to look all manly? Like, oh, I didn't that cold. Like, nah, I don't care if I'm fine. You being an idiot and like, look like, you know, freeze your ass off. I'm going to be comfortable.
I have the heat on in my house, but I walk around like somebody's Nana. Like, I have a hat on and like, like a hoodie inside my house. I'm always like, but it's comfy, you know?
I have different layers of or levels of hoodie. I have like the really thin hoodie for when it's not that bad.
Oh, and yeah.
I have the
yeah, thicker, me too.
And the really thick, and then the coats.
I actually almost went and got my bathrobe because it's so cold in this basement right now. I'm not even kidding. I was going to just like throw that on top.
I like here. The hoodie for when I'm on the couch because if I need to fall asleep, I'll just pull the hoodie like over, like just over my eyes and kind of like pull it tight a little bit so I can just lay there with my mouth hanging out. Ugh. But today is the first day where I've actually started to feel slightly human again. We had a three-day weekend and pretty much spent all the three-day weekend with a cold. But it's been going around everywhere. Like, everybody has been sick, it feels like. And, yeah.
Watch the news. Yeah, it's this big thing. Like, the no flu fun. This year has been hitting everybody. There's been more deaths of the flu. Like if you're below 5 or over 65, you get the flu, just go visit a doctor. Don't even wait. Because it's just that bad this year.
I went and got my flu shot the other day, and I was really uncomfortable. My wife and my kids, they've had their flu shots for probably a couple months now. But I haven't gotten mine, and my wife has been all over me. It's like, okay, I'll go get it. So I made an appointment for like a minute clinic near our house. Because I'm kind of in between doctors right now. Like, I was going to this family doctor, but they were like really behind the times, like still using like paper files. You can only pay with cash. Like they didn't take credit cards. Like who doesn't take credit cards?
Mr. Jesse, we're going to take your temperature. Please drop your pants and bend over the table.
What? That's not normal. That's how I take my temperature at home.
Sorry. I'm still trying to get over pays with cash.
Yeah.
Pays in general.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going to this place anymore. So yeah. So I'm in between. So I just went to the Minute Clinic. And I go in there, and it's two nurse, like a nurse practitioner, and then like a trainee nurse practitioner, and they're both like really, really attractive. And I'm stuck in this room, and I was weirdly uncomfortable. Like I wanted to get out of there.
That is weird.
I don't know. It was really weird. Like I'm trapped in this room with these. Two like beautiful
did
women.
Did your breath smell
like,
or
no.
something? Like no,
no
okay, just, that would be weird.
I was just uncomfortable because they're just like it's a small room and they're staring at me, and I was just like, I just want to be like, here.
Hey, ladies.
No, I would not.
Check out how big my veins are.
I would think I would have died if they were like, yeah, we're gonna have to put this in your butt. But like, oh, I didn't shave. But they were very nice, though, and they gave me my shot, and then I moved along. And then I was like, as soon as I started getting sick, I mean, you know the old wives' tale. It's like, oh, you're going to get the flu
son
shot, and you're going to get sick right
sick,
afterwards.
Done.
But, it just went through our house, and then my kids had the stomach flu, and oh, my God, it was a scene. It was a you did not want to be in this house this weekend. I had to get out like the Lysol and just take it to everything. All the knobs everywhere. It was bad.
I went through my shit last week. My wife is going through it now. Hopefully our daughter doesn't get anything. So it sucks, man. It sucks. Being an adult with a fever and feeling all shitty and stuff. Ugh.
Well, the thing that stinks is like, why couldn't I get it during the week? Like I had to get it over my 3-day weekend where I just,
yeah, that's always the
stuff.
Worst.
So it's like, oh, I feel great. Now I got to go to work tomorrow. Like, fuck, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to take another day. That would be awesome. But that is, that's not in the cards, unfortunately. Although it is nice to be home, like, by myself now. Now that my wife is working, like, if I do take a sick day, like, there's nobody here.
Just you and the dogs.
Just
that's nice.
Just me and the dogs.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, just
what you want when you get married and have kids is just me and the dogs.
Have free time.
Well, hold on. There was a phrase I was trying to think
of. The worst thing ever. Oh my God. That's the worst thing I ever said.
Just me prepping the vulture.
Ooh.
Ooh. Who's that? That was the H's phrase the other day. I gotta prep my vulture. Which I guess that's his.
Okay, so we were all sick recently. Mm-hmm. I think Boost maybe not, but prepping the vulture, sickness. I didn't know if I was going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
George Costanza was in the pool. There was shrinkage.
Yeah.
All right. I never see nothing like sick dick. Sick dick is the worst kind of dick you could ever have.
Sick dick is very, very small. Yeah.
I had like, I'd been fevered for like 36 consecutive hours. I went to go take a piss and I looked down. I'm like,
it's gone.
What the hell is this thing?
Yeah. What is it? Pull, like pulls all in.
It's sick like dick. A big clitoris. It's not even a dick. It's just like.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Sound like a case of sick dick.
Dude, for like 3 days, all I did was drink water, piss, and shiver and sweat. That's all I did for. Disgusting.
I'm sick. How do you know? Well, look at my dick.
I've got sick dick.
Do you think it gets by this when I'm. Obviously, I have a.
That's step one for when he goes to the doctor. And he's like, so, Mr. Gotza, why do you think you're sick? Just look at this. This is not normal. I can assure you.
What's your fever?
Funny.
You didn't even have to put your thermometer in. Look how small it is. It's obviously you have like one.
You can measure
two.
It by.
It's one. You have 102 degree fever. Look how big your dick is.
What was great,
inverse relationship.
What was great is when I had my my swollen ball.
Yeah.
I had the ultimate sick dick. So I had a big giant ball and a tiny little dick.
Lopsided looking.
My dick was like, get me away from these things.
How big was your ball again? It was big, right?
It was about double the size. Of the
I could imagine. Was it really tender?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was his Biggie Smalls phase.
it was my right ball. It always hangs lower anyway.
It was all a dream. I had one big ball, one little one.
I think I told you guys the story about this guy that I used to know back in high school who had to go for a tire change. Yeah. And we're all like, tire change? What the hell are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I got to take like a week off. I need a tire change. What? Oh, you guys don't know? Don't know what? He's like, oh, yeah, I got a prosthetic. One of my balls is prosthetic. I lost it. What the fuck?
What?
What do you mean? He lost it skiing. He got in a skiing accident and lost a ball.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, it was because we were maybe, what, 14, 15 at the time. So you can imagine if you get it, installed when you're a kid, it's a little ball. And then you grow up, you need a tire change. You need a bigger ball.
Okay.
You got to go up a gauge, you know? Anyway, that was fun.
So he was rolling on like Honda 15s, and now he has like 20s.
I kind of pictured it more like, you know, you get the dummy tire in the trunk. And you got to put that on sometimes.
A little donut.
The little dummy tire on there.
Like, I wonder if they had, like, a bunch of different sizes. And they had to, like he had to put one in one hand and one in the other.
It's like when you go to the jeweler, you know, they have the size chart. here, put your ball in here. Oh, boy.
So, I mean, if we're talking about balls.
apparently, we are.
My brother, actually, when we were playing Manhunt one night. And he, we got in his truck, and he climbed from the trunk because he like hopped in the trunk. He hopped from the trunk to the back seat, and he like climbed over the back seat, and his ball got stuck on the seat, and did like a
ooh.
Like a 360 flip.
Ooh.
It basically tore the muscle that holds it down, and it did a rotation, and it tied the blood vessels. So like he wasn't getting any blood. So
I guess you could say that was not a good experience.
Seriously, that's never a good story when you can describe my balls did a Mary Lou Lette, you know, retin where they're like a 3.5 gainer in with, you know, the.
So we went to the hospital. He said it was the worst pain he's ever experienced. In his life, it was just like they, and nobody knew what it was either. Like the doctors didn't know that it did. They checked for like
appendicitis.
Appendicitis. Yeah.
My balls hurt. Didn't he start with that?
He said the pain was just everywhere, like in that whole area, the whole region.
My son bag tagged me today. Oh my god, it did not feel good. We were messing around in the kitchen, and he thought he was just like. He just went at me, went pop like that, and he actually caught like the front of the nut. Oh my god! And it's the
nice
kind of
move.
It's the kind of pain. It's like it starts off like real localized, and it's just it just like radiates through your body, and you're like, ugh! He was like, I didn't realize I was hit like that. And my wife was like,
"My balls, man!
My wife was like, Daddy's balls are a lot bigger than yours are. You gotta." I was like, "Yeah, that's right. Ow!"
Too bad you couldn't. Too bad you didn't have that recorded. And then
he's
that.
And then he starts laughing and goes like this. He like dabs on me.
He's dabbing on
me. He dabs on me after he bag tagged me. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Give it a few more years, man. Then you'll be able to get him back.
Well, it was
although you got to be careful if you want grandkids.
Because I was teasing him. Teabag.
He has a really tiny nose. And we were like, there are these two guys on the news. We're watching the news in the kitchen. And like they both had these like really, really like bulbous noses. I forget what the guy's name is. And they were almost like they're like alcoholic noses, like these, you know what I mean? Like those big bulbous things. And I was like, oh, Dill. I was like, they're in like the big nose gang. They would never let you in, dude. Your nose is way too small for them. And, you know, he always laughs, and I always give him shit for it, and then he bag tags me. That's my
fault. Sounds like you deserved it, frankly. Hey,
I think I did.
Make fun of his nose. Got your back.
Fucking right.
I know. What are you going to do? How was your weekends besides, you know, sick dicks and...
Mine was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got the 650 in Destiny.
Nice.
Finally. Now, I guess I can quit.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much.
Have you, did you mess around with Elite Dangerous?
No, but I was going to, I want to play some of that this week.
Mm-hmm.
And some, I did play the training missions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
I played those too. I know how to get out of the ship and raise my landing gear. There's a lot of stuff on there I don't know how to access yet. But I was playing around with it and flying around. And
That's basically all I was doing. I was just flying out, hitting meteors, just kind of flying around.
I went to go check out Uranus. But
yeah, how was it?
It was nice. It was nice.
Inhospitable atmosphere.
Yeah.
I did bleach, so it's nice and clean.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I thought it I thought it looked different.
I was actually thinking about playing it tonight.
Okay.
Maybe fly around a little bit. See what I can find.
Do you want a gambit at all?
Maybe.
Could
post-podcast undefeated gambit.
We are undefeated.
I think we are. Because according to Charlemagne in our Destiny stat in our Discord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a Discord.
We do.
It's not
I'm number four.
We have three spaces left. Go ahead. Sorry.
On win percentage, I'm number four.
Really?
Really?
Gambit, yeah.
Wow.
So I don't even know how to check anything.
I got to bring that number up. Exclamation point Gambit.
Okay. Yeah, we have like three spaces available in the Discord. So so get in there. I mean, it's crazy.
It's a hotspot.
I'm just kidding. There's a lot more than that. You could join. You go on our website. DadTalesPodcast.com. Don't ask any questions. Just go to DadTalesPodcast.com. You could find
it. Not you.
It's a long story.
You on the bus.
It's a long story. It's like 3 years long.
Oh, the guy on the bus?
Yeah, not him.
Yeah.
Not him. He's not allowed.
Really?
That motherfucker still listens?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him shit. I haven't seen him in the Discord, so he must still listen.
No, he talks shit, and he tries to join, and I kick him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you get a car guy on the bus, we'll think about letting you in the Discord.
A car guy?
Oh, the car guys. They can definitely join the Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We love guys with cars. Or gals, for that matter. Guys or gals, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Ladies, gentlemen, doesn't matter.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was. I played some Gambit the other day with Law Dog. We hopped on, and I was doing. It was like one of those games that I would just. Did horrible. I lost every fucking mote. It was like some games, like the other. I'm still haven't hit the 100 motes yet. I had 93 the other day, and I had lost 13. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then I play with Law Dog, and I think I had I lost like 36 motes, and I think I deposited like two. I'm like, "What is going on?" It's like I can't keep a mote to save my life. I think it's because I was running Skullfort and.
Skullfort.
And you know, I'm just meleeing everything, and I just
Especially when you're playing against Scorn.
Well, these were Vex, and they were exploding, and then I would
explode. Scorn too. Like if you get into the Scorn,
you're screwed.
You're done. Yeah, There's a shit flying everywhere. You're getting pulled in from those stupid things.
See, I finally did it last night. I got the one triumph I've been going for, 80 kills without dying.
Yeah.
We got through two rounds, and I had 78. And I'm like, oh, you know, starting round three, I'm like, it's going to happen. That game, I took a screenshot of it. I had 127 kills, and I deposited like 113 motes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
I was doing work for my team.
That's and you still lost.
Yes, we did.
Because I had 91 the other day. That was my highest, and we lost. What are you guys doing?
So I did take my colony in the other day. I tried that. I was telling Stu I was going to try colony. And I did it, and it worked to a point, but it's not... I don't think it's as good as, like, some other things. It's definitely not a...
against the... PvE or the PvP side?
The PvP side. So when you go in, I thought, like, oh, this would be good, because then I could just
launch it.
I could just fucking launch, you know, six of these spiders, and it would just kill the people. But when your primeval's out, you're bouncing all over the place anyway. You're trying to avoid all kinds of shit, so it's not like they're just stationary, like in Crucible, where they're running away or capping a point or doing something like that. Like, they're always mobile. So, yeah, scrap that idea. I think Hammerhead's the way to go.
Machine guns, yeah, they still do consistently. I can go in there and do damage with those.
I still think Queensbreaker is ridiculous in that, but yeah,
for sure Queensbreaker's the hotness.
It is,
but it's just also Hammerhead's useful because then it's void, you kill the envoys with it. Like, it makes sense. They got to switch up that envoy system too. Like, I kind of like the idea of having those extra little mini bosses, I guess, but the fact that it's always void, that doesn't work. Like,
if they spawned with a random roll on the shield.
Yeah, or I mean, you could even have one of each or something like that. Like, random. All three of them do three of them with random burns.
I like my Hammerhead because I have shield disorient, which energy match shield explosion disorients nearby combatants, and then it has surrounded on it, which you basically are. So gains bonus damage when three or more enemies are in close proximity. So
that's pretty good.
I think that's good for doing primeval and envoy damage.
Was it Cosmo that had that tweet about what you would change in Gambit?
Yep.
Yeah. Was it?
And like almost everybody mentioned the primeval the ending. Burn. Yeah.
The insta melt.
Yeah.
Basically, like, the Gambit has turned into like the big thing that everyone's like recognized is Gambit has turned into a race to get a primeval. If you get it out first, you're pretty well assured going to win because everybody has basically tools to just melt the boss almost instantly except for Meatball. And there, a lot of people wish they had a mechanic like that. You know, that's something like you get to a certain damage gate, you have to stop and pause, do something else.
I don't know that people really want that, though. I think they say they want that, but that kind of shit pisses me off.
When I don't think there's anything wrong with it, because if you got to the point where you've banked enough motes, and sometimes you'll go in a game and people won't even invade, you know what I mean? They'll just focus on getting the primeval out. I don't think there's anything wrong with just getting your primeval out first and then melting. Downing it. I mean, that's the point of the game. That's the game, whoever can do your prime. It's
most of the time if you get it out first, you win. But last night I was playing with Jace. I invaded and I got three kills. Not only that, I was holding them off because they had to turn and focus on me. My team came from behind and won. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah, it can happen. If you spawn your primeval within 30 seconds of the other team, you have a good chance of being able to come back.
Well, like
more than that, you're fucked.
The other night when we were playing, I think it was the four of us, actually. And I think they called the primeval in like when we had like 40 motes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like they almost had him dead. And then Stu, I think it was you, Stu, that went in and killed all four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brought the health back almost all the way. And then we caught up and we won. So, I mean, it is possible. Like, if you're playing Gambit the right way, because what I notice is when people call in their, like, right when you call the Primeval in, they invade. Like, what's the point? Like, why are you invading?
Not just that, when people
doesn't do anything.
Pop their supers right away. Like, the thing with Gambit, it's not the race to get to the Primeval. It's the race to get to a times 3 modifier with the right team setup. Right. As soon as you do that and you have the right team set up, you say, okay, everybody burn.
All right.
You know, if you're being invaded.
Can you guys explain that buff? Because the other, I was playing with Lawdog the other day, and he was asking, so a lot of people don't know, explain the buffs in case there's anybody out there that doesn't understand.
So, it works like this. You have the two envoys that pop up, and after you kill them, every, I believe it's actual 30 seconds, mm-hmm. you get a Primeval Slayer times plus one. And what that does is that gives you a bump to your damage. It's not like 50% more. It's like a 10% buff, which it's like, okay, that's a little bit. But, you know, it stacks up and you can get that up to 10 times. And so, I mean, it takes a while to get there, but you can do it. And so that's the whole point of you want to take out your envoys as fast as you can to start building that buff.
Yeah, that process faster. Yeah.
Now, if you're the second one to spawn your Primeval, you start out with that one buff, like the start one, already, just because that's kind of their leveling mechanic.
Catch-up mechanic.
Which, yeah, and that's what people were getting pissed at.
It used to be the catch-up mechanic would literally put you at the same mechanic they were at. Mm-hmm. So the only difference was what damage they had done was the only reason they were ahead of you. Mm. They changed that because they realized teams would just wait, send someone in to invade, kill everybody.
Yeah, then you have the same
summon
times.
Their Primeval, and then they'd be ahead.
And then you have all your supers and heavy and everything, and you can melt.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So, I mean, yeah, you could still come back, and you know, is the insta burn a little bit cheesy? It is, but that's the point of the game, is to kill the boss. If you put these artificial checkpoints, like think about how many times you get to the end of a strike or something, and they have a boss. And they do this to you. What's his that asshole that would go invisible and disappear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The end of the exit really down. Like. That one pisses you. Like, you tether. Someone popped their hammers, hit him with one hammer, he disappeared. And it's like, I just wasted my entire super for, like, no damage.
I think the only real answer is that there needs to be more variety in the actual bosses. And there needs to be an element of complete randomness. Like, and I'm going to go back to the shields on the envoys. Maybe throw another envoy out onto the field that you have to kill before it starts. And, you know, if you could really do something like that where you don't know.
What if?
You don't know if it's going to be two arc and a void. Or
two arc and a void and void.
You know how, like, the enemies spawn in usually, like, three different places, like the beach, the trees. Why not have, like, spread out the envoys? Put, like, one on trees, one on beach.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that way, like, you have to kind of plan where the team's going to go.
See,
you know,
I would just like, you know, they have the meatball.
And try and totally find your envoy, Guardian.
But that's like a different way of the boss. He has the damage gate. But what if they did a different boss?
Like, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But, like, what if it didn't spawn in the middle?
Yeah, have it spawn somewhere.
One of the four places it can spawn.
Yeah,
and
it's like the high-value target, but it's kind of predictable now because usually the high-value target
is the opposite,
is the
where
opposite
you're at.
Of wherever you're at. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, too, if they did. If they wanted to change up the mechanics of the boss, have, like, one just be, like, just DPS. You just got to kill it. And then one where you have to stop it from getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like a VIP kind of thing?
Yeah, like a VIP thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, and if you don't stop it, you lose or whatever. Or it gets stronger or something.
It gets stronger over time. It starts to heal. If it gets to the next checkpoint, it gets back a chunk of its life.
Yeah.
God damn, I love Gambit.
Did anybody actually reply to that post seeking feedback?
I didn't know.
Not me.
No, because a lot of people had that. And it's like, in reality, most people had the same thing. Oh, there needs to be a different mechanic to the boss. And it's like, they could, but you all just say you want one thing, and then I know it's going to happen. They're going to institute something like that, and everybody's going to be like, oh, this is so hard. And
Let's see what they do, because they're going to be changing it up.
I mean, I have like a 68 win percentage, so I'm fine.
Oh, one more percentage, and that'll be real nice.
Guys, we got a lot of questions here to get through.
Okay.
I don't care.
I got to tell you, I got some news. This week, I got some news.
Oh, okay, sweet. Oh. We can roll through some of these. This is from Drafty. He says, how do you deal with winter? with only two days out of this week hitting 70, I'm struggling to keep warm. Can't Fuck imagine you. Months below 70.
God yeah. damn it.
Eat shit, Drafty.
Jeez. You know, like, eat frozen shit, even.
You know, I was listening to, I think it was Joe Rogan, and he was mentioning how, like, the Northeast, like, you know, like, the old saying is, like, the Northeast are like, the assholes kind of okay. live in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And he's saying he thinks it's because they have to deal with winter for, like, 6 months. Like, shitty weather for, like, 5-6 months a year.
It hasn't been really cold this winter, though.
It was going to say it's been pretty mild. This past week,
well, I mean, in general,
shit most, out of most the entire time. Northeast, though, right? Yeah. Like it's been we're in a deep freeze here. How do you deal with it? Christ, central heating in my house. Mm-hmm. I try to stay indoors. What do you think? I'm crazy.
Just be.
I don't understand.
Be a man.
What kind of crazy idiots came over here back in like pioneer days? You know what I mean? When you didn't have nice houses that were warm and shit.
Yeah, right.
What kind of maniacs came over here wearing furs and shit?
Dude, people lived outside, like Indians lived outside. All they wore was like buffalo furs and shit like that.
Moccasins. Yeah, that's, you know, it's like the Vikings and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, Vikings, that shit was really cold.
I don't know.
Fucking Ragnar Lothbrok.
I don't know. I've had
Ivar?
I've had enough Bjorn? Of shit.
Ube? Oh, yeah. Herndon Flaggen.
Bless you.
I like the Herndon Flaggen at IKEA.
I was watching.
These look awesome.
I have to comment. I was watching this show on Netflix last night. I don't know why I just thought of this, but it was like, I forget what it was called. It's like People with Weird Pets or something like that. It was like this little documentary. It wasn't a series.
Go on.
It seems like a series somewhere in England. And I'm sure there are people with weird pets in America. I know there are because there's tons of fucking TV shows about people that keep poisonous snakes and whatever. But this was a show. It was based out of the UK. And I'm just saying, Scum Death and Mosh and Mac, wherever you guys are, be careful because your next door neighbor could have a dangerous animal. Most of the people on the show had weird fucking cats. Like, okay. One person had, like, a lynx. This other guy was raising, like, these, like, I don't know, Asian water cats or some shit. They're really weird looking. And this guy's like, I love him. He's really great. And the fucking cat is, like, biting his hand. He's like, oh, he's just playing with me. And then, like, behind him.
I like raising my bobcat. Behind him, he's got, very like, fun. He's only bitten my hand off twice.
Yeah. He's got, like, his cats that he used to have, and they're, like, stuffed. And then, this other lady had, like, this thing called a serval. And she has, like, she's feeding it, like, chickens and baby rabbits. And, like, her kids are, like, oh, it's a whole fucking thing. But then they get to this guy. And it's, like,
here we go.
Oh, my God. They get to this guy who...
Can we guess?
What he had?
Yeah, can you give us hints? Is it like in the mammalian family? Is it is it a bird? Is it a reptile?
It's a reptile.
It's a reptile. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't fucking know any reptiles. I'm just gonna say a lizard. That's like
He had a lizard. So he had a monitor lizard. Ooh. So I'm like, at this point, I'm like kind of halfway paying attention. I'm looking at my phone, and then I look up, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so it wasn't so much the lizard. That was shocking that this guy keeps this like 6-foot monitor lizard in his house. He gets it out of the cage in the morning and they're like, the first thing Jim does in the morning is he puts a rat on the stove, or like he puts like this frozen rat on his radiator when he wakes up. And then he goes and gets the monitor lizard and then he puts it in his living room, and you're looking at the floor of his living room and you're like, oh my fucking God. It is like the carpet is torn up. And then they show the guy and he's sitting there. He's got like this parrot on his shoulder. This shirt, I think it used to be white, but it was like a B.O. fucking brown.
Ugh.
Like it is. I'm getting ready to throw up thinking about it.
Like the guy's left his house for like 3 years.
He's got like his B.O. brown shirt on. He's got these Adidas, but like the front of the Adidas are like mouths. Like, the souls are coming apart. He's got this monitor lizard he keeps in this nice cage.
This is my monitor lizard, Monty. Like,
I could smell this guy through the TV.
My, radiator.
He's sitting on this, like...
My radiators get very hungry. They go num, 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 num.
He's sitting on a pleather couch where, like, the pleather has come away from it.
Oh, it's
where
peeled off.
So it's just, like, fabric with kind of, like, pleatheredness around it. Anyway, so he puts the monitor lizard down. He feeds it a rat. And then he's like... And they're like, oh, so, and the guy's like talking to him. He's like, so, what do you do after you feed him there? He's like, oh, well, he's gonna go to the bathroom. And they're like, well, what do you do then? He's like, oh, he just goes. So all of a sudden, the lizard just fucking shits all over. And like, if you have never seen a lizard shit before, it's like a bird. Like, it's like bird shit on just your,
like,
window.
Like splatter.
But like, yeah. Gigantic. Actually, sidebar. When my wife and I first started dating, our manager at Ruby Tuesdays...
Wait, where is this going already?
Okay. I
mean, sidebar.
Sidebar.
Lizard shit, sidebar.
So, when my wife and I first started dating, we met at Ruby Tuesdays. One of our managers had to go help open another store, which happens, right? She was like, I need you to watch my apartment for a month while I'm gone. Would you mind apartment sitting? No problem. So, Lisa did that, and I just kind of, like, stayed there by default. And, the only thing is she had an iguana, like a gigantic fucking iguana. Like it was probably like 5 feet long iguana. And, you know, we would have to feed it. We would feed it like fruits and vegetables, and it was potty trained, and it would go on newspaper in the kitchen, and it was disgusting. But it was like a gigantic bird shit. It looked like somebody cracked an egg basically. Right. I was scared to death of this thing because it was gigantic and it had its tail. And she was like, it's the only thing you got to worry about. If it whips that tail at you, it could slice you open. I'm like, all right. So one day I go over to the house and I'm all tired from work, and Lisa's like hanging out, and she had this chair that was like white and green striped. Oddly enough, the iguana's tail was white and green striped. So I walk in the house. I sit down on the couch. She's like, don't move. I'm like, what? And I turn around, and the fucking iguana is right on the back of the thing, and the tail is, like, right next to my face. Dude, I almost lost it. Anyway.
You just let it, like, run around and shit?
Oh, yeah. It just wandered through the apartment. So, like,
oh, that's so weird.
You would walk out of the bedroom, and here would just be this fucking iguana.
Because I had a roommate that he had a bearded dragon, and, I mean, but he kept it in the terrarium the whole time.
No, this thing wandered around the apartment.
Well, once an iguana hits a certain size, I mean, you're talking that'd be like a room it'd have to have for...
She would have to give this to, like, a zoo or something like that. It was that she had had it forever. That big, eh? Anyway, so back to this guy. So the interviewer, like, is like, so what do you do? He's like, oh, I just follow him around with a bucket. And he's got a bucket, and it's just like this dirty rag and dirty water, and he's just wiping this lizard shit into, and oh my God. Not to mention that the lizard, like, all of a sudden turns around and is walking in the shit. And he's like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that, love. So now this lizard is walking in his lizard shit, and the guy's like, oh, he's going over to try and clean the feet, and it whips him with the tail. he's like, oh my God. It's so gross. I have to tell you, I have to look at what this is and
that
tell
sounds
you
disgusting.
What the show was, because that really sounds, it was disgusting. Like next level. And then they kept going back to this dude because apparently he was like a manager of a football club, and I don't know, something happened and shit went awry. But anyway, he lives in this house, and then they were like, he spent £30,000 converting half of his house into a
lizard toilet.
Well, no, that was just one lizard. He also had a caiman, like a 6-foot-long caiman.
Holy shit.
So he had an area where the
lizard...
They're
just going to die one night and just get eaten and no one's going
to
know.
Dude, he's like got his face up against it trying to get it to eat a piece of salmon. Like, he made like a pool for it. And I'm thinking, the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, why didn't this guy get dressed up for people to come over to his house? He's going to be on TV. He's wearing a brown BO shirt.
That was his good, you know, BO shirt.
The one with the buttons.
Hold on, let me see if I can bring it.
I don't know, man. That sounds disgusting. Please don't send me any link. Thank you, though. I appreciate it, but
continue.
I'd rather watch The Office.
Let me
again.
See what the name of it is. Continue watching. Oh, Peculiar Pets. So if anybody goes on a Netflix, search
Peculiar Pets.
Peculiar Pets. And you'll find Mr. Brown Shirt. I'm gonna try and get a screenshot of him before the night is over, so I could post it in the chat here. Anyway, okay, back to Discord questions. All righty. This one comes from Scum Death. He wants to know if I'll do my Creed impression. Yes, I did. Let's see. Here's one from the Beard MB. He says, you have acquired the ability to go invisible. Where's the second place you'll go? We all know the first place you're going is the women's locker room. I that wouldn't be the first place. Cause I wouldn't know where to find a women's locker room. Plus, that's I wouldn't do that.
No, there's so many better uses than going to see what? Just a bunch of naked old women? No, thanks.
Hey,
where would I go?
I see boobs anytime I want.
See, this is one of those things where you go and you plan to be devious. Like, you go find a cat to just go to a random person's house, ring the doorbell, and when they open the door, just throw the cat at them. They're not going to know it was you. Just to, like, you know, freak them out, you know, because they're just sitting there and all of a sudden
floating cat
flying at their door, at their face, you know, just, what the hell? And, you know, you get to laugh.
Oh, sorry. Oh, maybe he's just full up. Sorry, peculiar pets.
What are you watching?
This lady, there's another lady who they have Komodo dragon.
And she's, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, she likes to hang out with a Komodo dragon, but unfortunately, you can't get a license for a Komodo dragon. Oh my god! Oh, here's the guy. Hold on. Here he is. He's cleaning. This is not good podcasting.
No, you're on Netflix trying to describe Netflix to us on a podcast, and people are somewhere listening to this.
What I'm hoping is that somebody somewhere is watching Peculiar Pets at the same time and listening to your podcast, and then you could see this guy. I don't even know what I would do if I was invisible.
Invisible. So I guess you can like walk through walls and stuff.
Well, that's intangible.
No, that's different. Invisible.
Okay. Comparable.
Can't see you.
You just can't see me. Okay.
Yeah. You're still there.
I have no idea.
Question one. If I'm invisible, are the clothes I'm wearing invisible? Because if it's not, then, you know,
no.
You know where I'm going? Nowhere. Because, dude, it's too damn cold outside.
See, that I don't understand. No, your clothes wouldn't be invisible because how would they be? How would your clothes be invisible when you're obviously the one who's being invisible unless your clothes were sprayed with some kind of invisible substance?
Well, let's just assume that they are.
Okay. Fuck. I'm really boring because I don't know where I would go.
Like, you want to think, can you make this worth your, like, can you gain financially from this? Mm-hmm. And the answer is still no.
No, you can't rob it's like you can't.
It doesn't work like that. It's not the Wild West anymore. There's time locks on those pads. Trust me. Just I'll take it from me. You're not robbing a retail bank. It's stupid. Can't rob like a Best Buy. You're just gonna see a TV floating out the door, like Justin. I mean,
why?
I mean,
I had to let you see what I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, again, I'll describe this for the listeners at home because he's showing us Netflix on a podcast that you're listening to.
Netflix on his phone through, you know, the webcam.
Netflix on his phone through a webcam. See,
if this was a video podcast.
Peculiar Pets. No.
I would find the nearest Metallica concert. And just stand next to James Hetfield all night. And he wouldn't even know.
Telling him?
Somehow that's creepier than going into a women's locker room.
up there like, how are you doing? And Booster like,
I love you, James.
And he's like, what the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I think Baroque's idea of just fucking with people is probably the way to go on this. You know? Kind of fun. Not even like anything bad. Just somebody walks through a door and flick their hat. Mm-hmm. You know, be like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I would sit in a room where my kids are. And it's always like, he did this. No, I didn't. She did this. And I'd be like, yeah, I know what happened now.
Just imagine going into a store, just stand next to like some pretty girl and just rip one and walk away because no one's going to believe it wasn't her.
Baroque, my wife is a total babe and I rip them in front of her all the time.
Yeah, but
way ahead of you.
No, he's mean like blame it on the girl.
Like she ripped it and like, you know, just I think that's what I would do is I'd screw with people because that's I might as well get enjoyment out of the fact that I can't, you know.
That's invisible farts. That's the thing.
Well, I did throw out the, you know, messing with cats and people, but I mean, just that, just stuff like that, you know, other things you can do that, like, I can't think of anything else that would be worth my time.
Next question.
How many Creed songs can fit in the Distinguished Gentleman Spotify playlist? Zero. Here's one from Laz. He says, you guys don't go over the TWAB usually, but based on the listed item in the photo below, why have we not seen more PvP weapon tuning that hasn't affected PvE in the past? He is referring to Telesto. The PvP damage will be brought down to match the standard fusion rifle charge rate, which, by the way, wasn't feeling that great the other night. Feeling like, I mean, I know they haven't changed it yet, but still, it felt different.
It felt a little off. Like, they have adjusted good to me. Something.
What's that, Stu?
It never felt good to me. Yeah. I never liked it in PvP.
I think the reason they've never done it before or they don't do it often is because that's a lot more work to separately tune them usually.
I mean, they only do updates every 6 months anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably bigger fish to fry as far as like other bugs and shit like that. You know, it's probably on a board with like a list with 100 other different things that
I just really hope for Destiny 3 or the future of Destiny 2 or whatever's going to happen. They have like weekly updates. Like everybody else does it now. Fortnite does it.
Oh my gosh. Fortnite just, is crazy updates. Every time Dylan logs on, there's something new.
Yeah, weekly updates. Every week there's something changed, a weapon changed, this changed, new map, just something. Mm-hmm. Every week. Every 2 weeks, whatever. Just not every 4 or 5 months. Because it gets a little stale.
I mean, I don't know how easy it is to do it separately. Just the way that the game is that it's a massive PvE game that has PvP. And I don't know how they separate the two unless they say for PvP, it's only with these specific guns. Like you have to pick a PvP loadout kind of thing.
That's what I think they should do. Yeah.
And maybe PvE is just whatever the hell you want, exactly the way that it is now.
Listen.
Maybe they need to go to like a more curated selection of guns for PvP to make things more like easier to update on the fly kind of thing. I don't know the answer.
What they should do is if they have... Let's just say they have Crucible with Jax. They have Iron Banner with Saladin. And they have like a Trials of whatever. And the only way to get new weapons for PvP is through those three things. Like you can't bring a strike hand cannon in. You can't bring a raid gun in. The only way you can use a gun in PvP is from those three sources. So that they can just tune those sources. And just separate. And you still have like random guns, all different kinds of guns with all different kinds of roles. You just can't bring the PvE guns into PvP.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
They should,
though. I think that kind of goes again. I think the reason is really because they don't treat them separate. Like the way it was originally designed, it doesn't make it easy to like go, okay, this gun is like this for Crucible, but this for everything else. It's the gun is like this, and then
yeah, no, they just want you to be able to do whatever you want, wherever.
Yeah, but we also don't know on the back end how that works because basically, I don't know, like how does it flip some sort of switch from going back and forth between one or the other, you know, without creating like two separate weapons. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm assuming what they did was they made all the guns. Here are the base stats for them. And that applies both ways. And then going to PvE, they have the modifiers for your level base against the enemies, and that's how it works. But it doesn't.
I'm just trying to think of it from a programming standpoint. I guess, like,
oh, it's a pain.
How it must work is it could identify when it is a combatant that is like a Crucible combatant or like a AI combatant. I'm guessing that's how they identify without changing the gun. It changes on the combatant.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It just knows when it's a player character or a non-player character.
Okay.
I said it's just extra coding, and it's more work. And
I always love an extra coding.
That's why I think it would be less work if they just did it the way I said.
Okay. Everybody just do what Boo says.
Guys, programming is so easy.
Actually, Laz, they just flip a switch. Pretty sure it's right next to the dial for make vault bigger. All right, next question from Scumdad. Hey, dudes, just watched A Star Is Born. The missus wanted to make me cry, but I didn't because I'm hard. what movie has made you bawl your eyes out? Or are you a real man like me? P.S. I lost my shit to The Greatest Showman and needed tissues. Love the show, guys. I really want to see A Star Is Born. It's funny, all the guys, like, Gorilla Golf said Marley and Me, Gear Dad said A Dog's Life, Wonder, Die Hard, Frozen, random commercials. what else?
I will say, after having kids, you cry a lot more.
Man.
Chris3711 says, I cry at Twitch.
Jeez. Coco. Man, that movie fucked me up. Still Coco messed me up bad.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Inside Out.
Inside Out. Oh, my God. Yeah. So bad.
The part with the... Yeah, when she's, like, sad.
No, but then the happiness, to the joy. Mm-hmm. And like, it's the joy and sadness. And you're like,
every episode of This Is Us.
This Is Us. Except for this season. The season's been a little stale.
We haven't watched the season at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. You know what movie... Oh, God, this movie, fucking dude, it fucks me up every time I watch it. And I haven't seen it in a long time. No.
Oh.
You ever see My Life with Michael Keaton?
No.
Nope.
So, oh, God. Let's see if I can make it through talking about it. So, basically, his wife is Nicole Kidman. He's like, he has like a really good job. They're just
sounds terrible. They're just so far.
Well off people, right? They have a really nice life. His wife gets pregnant, and then he finds out that he has cancer. And there's, you know, they try and treat it. He does everything he can to treat this cancer, but there's just nothing that he could do. So he ends up, he buys a camcorder and just makes all these videos for his unborn child, like, when, I don't know, when you're, like, this is how you play baseball, this is how you ask a girl to the prom, just, like, all this, like, little mundane things. Oh, my God, dude. If you don't cry at that movie, there's fucking something wrong with you. So, basically,
P.S. I love you. Kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like P.S. Boos, why you gotta bring it up?
My wife loves that movie. So, for me, it was The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That made me... I think that was the first movie I ever actually shed a tear to. Also, the show... It's a new show. It's called The Million Little Things.
Oh, yeah.
My wife watches that.
Yeah, my wife watches that.
Yeah, I'll get you sometimes, too.
What's funny is Gear Dad mentions Wonder. Like, I came home... This is like Christmas break. Well, first we watched Dog's Purpose. Pretty much cried maybe through that whole movie. Spoiler alert. It's just a dog that dies over and over and over again. So it's like you're just constantly a fucking wreck through the whole movie. But anyway, so I come home and they're all watching Wonder. They're probably like the last 10 minutes of the movie. I have no fucking clue what this movie is about. I sit down like, who are you guys watching this? Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm a big softy when it comes to that stuff. I'm not hard. I'm very, that stuff hits me. Emotionally,
there are things where my wife's like crying and she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, It's not hitting me. I don't know.
But my wife and I, we cry at the same things. We'll sit there watching TV. Like, we're like, this is us. We'll both kind of like look at each other like, what's that over there?
Who's cutting those onions?
See, I don't have that. My wife, she cries in movies. I really don't. So, like, you know, the end of Toy Story 3, all the toys holding each other's hand. Like, she's over there tearing up, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, that's a touching moment. And she's like, she doesn't even care. She's like, yeah, because she just knows I don't cry at movies. I can't think of one that I've cried at.
I cried when I saw that lizard walk through its own shit in that guy's house. Jeez. This shit's gross. You want to see a picture? Come on.
No, I don't.
Anyway, man, I'm trying to think like something that
my own farts make me cry sometimes.
Oh my god, dude! I don't know what it was. I have sick dick. I had sick farts.
Oh yeah, those are the worst.
Well, no, my wife made beef and was it beef and barley stew the other day?
Love it.
Oh yeah, beef and barley.
We had beef stew tonight,
dude. I was just crying. It was like as soon as one would leave my body, it was like another one would form. But they didn't smell. I was filled with air. And my daughter's like, get out of here. You're so gross.
So sometimes I kind of think back before my wife when I could just like fart in my own bed and sit in the fart crapulence, you know, sit in the warm air. Like, oh, that's crapulence. Nice. Yeah, I would wallow in my own crapulence. I kind of miss those days.
It's like those times as kids when you're locked in your room, like playing video games all night, and then you like leave your room and like you know, to go pee or something. Back. You come back, you're like, holy shit!
I did so that.
She always calls it out. She always calls it out because like I'll rotate to the other side and I'll like lift the blanket up so that I can fart outside the blanket a little bit.
Lisa used my work card.
Oh my god, you're so disgusting. Like, Lisa, I know.
She used my work card to go pick somebody up. She's like, yeah, sorry it smells like Justin's farts in here. back to the crying thing for a minute. So, I started, I didn't listen to any podcasts this week. And because I downloaded the Beastie Boys book, the audio book. I'm telling you, if you have not... Like, if you haven't heard of this, go find it. If you are a fan of the Beastie Boys, the physical book looks pretty cool. There's lots of awesome pictures. Like, it's like this thick book. It's got a lot of information in it. But the audio book, I actually got for free on Amazon, like, I guess through Audible. What's cool is that the two remaining Beastie Boys, they narrate it. But there's, like, a ton of other people that narrate this book. Like, Jesus, like, John C. Reilly, LL Cool J, Bette Midler, fucking Amy Poehler. I can't even name, like, Rosie Perez, who, like, strangely, I like listening to Rosie Perez talk. She got a very New York accent. She talks like that. But it's a really, really good book. And it's awesome because I always love the Beastie Boys. I've seen them live. But I didn't really know, too much about them, like personally, right? And it's a really cool story just about these three friends who met each other when they were teenagers through their love of hardcore punk. And a huge chunk of the book is just about their hardcore scene, right? It takes about a good 2 or 3 hours before they even get into License to Ill. But the beginning part of the book, which you can listen to for free, I think, on iTunes, is Ad Rock, Adam Horovitz, basically talking about Adam Yauch, or MCA. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it's just like, I was, like, tearing up just listening to it about just them, like, just losing their friend, losing this awesome guy. And, dude, it's really touching. And, you know, just the stories they tell about him, like, basically, like, he would just come up with, like, these crazy, crazy ideas. And they're like, they'll be like, this is before Google, so where the fuck did he hear about this? You know, it's like, Like, it's so cool. Like, they talk about all this music. There is a whole chapter just on how to make a mixtape and how to repair a cassette if it gets broken. You know what I mean? It was really, really cool. But what I thought was interesting is that, and this I didn't know, and I had seen them like a couple times before and I never noticed this, but after License to Ill, well, basically their personas leading up to License to Ill was kind of created by Rick Rubin a little bit, who was their producer and is like a big time producer.
Yeah.
And basically they kind of became caricatures of what they didn't like, were like these like bro guys slamming beers and talking about girls, and they actually,
and after, all I really want is girls.
Exactly. After 1987, they never performed Fight for Your Right, Girls, or any of that stuff because they felt bad of how it portrayed women. And even on like subsequent albums, they actually, like in their raps, they talk about, you know, I want to show my love and respect till the end, basically. And they never did any of that stuff anymore. And they weren't exactly, they didn't look back on that as being proud of that era of themselves, which is why just everything changed so much after that. I don't know. It was really interesting. But anyway, it's a really good book.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Okay, next question. Let me see here. I lost where I was. This is from Chris3711. Question for the show. What is one thing from America's past do you think should make a comeback?
From America's past?
Yeah, cars that you have to crank in the front before you start them.
Coca-Cola with cocaine with in cocaine. It. Fuck yeah, boys. Let's fucking go.
Oh, man.
I would think, for me, courtesy. I miss people being courteous of other people.
Yeah, like before, when it used to be like, if your kid was being loud, you would take away because you don't want to disturb everybody else's peace. Where now it's kind of the, my kid's crying, so what? Deal with it. It's like, I don't like that. Yeah.
Like, I'm backing out of my parking spot the other day, yet again at the grocery store, backing out halfway into the aisle. Two cars go right by me. Hello. Courtesy. Courtesy, people.
That doesn't happen often down here. It's like, no, you go. No, you go. No, you can go. I would say I wish whoever invented the smartphone never invented the smartphone. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I did see a study, a guy at work had it, and it's like you see the from when the iPhone was and then depression levels and like teen problems and all that stuff. Like it's from when the iPhone came out, like all that stuff, anxieties and all that has grown incredibly.
I think if we all had just normal cell phones, flip phones, that we could just call people or T9 text, I think we'd all be better off.
No. Did you guys see that video?
Not at all. Never in a million years would I ever go back to without a smartphone. Never.
What would I do while I was pooping?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I could go without...
What, like, am I going to read shampoo bottles again?
No, you got your own, you know?
But like, I social like OG. Stack of newspaper. I like 2 weeks worth of newspapers
OG mobile,
that I would read.
OG mobile game?
Yeah.
See, I don't mind like smartphones as a whole, but I think it's more the social media and everybody has to be connected and likes, and then like it's just that's a little over the top. But
I don't think that was the question, though. The question is, what would you bring back from America?
What would you bring back? Yeah, I guess I would bring back flip phones.
Okay,
bring back my Motorola Razor.
Back in the 60s and 70s, where everybody just wore like the 3-piece suit. Like, I don't know, I liked that era where it was like everybody dressed up.
Like Mad Men style?
when the three going to church or like going to a sporting event, people would wear suits.
Yeah, like
when you were 20. When you were going on an airplane, you would wear a suit.
Oh, that most, like that I could go back to. Just like going on a flight was a special thing. Like you got, as a kid, your parents like, no, you're dressing up. You're putting on the button up shirt. It's like
nobody
sit on a plane.
Nobody stops you from doing that.
I don't want to deal with all the people who don't, you know, the dude in the sweatpants and the flip flops. And
I definitely do want to do that. Fedoras. I can't fucking wait to get on a plane in a suit. I think that that's such a, I mean, even though it's still a commercial flight, right? It's not like a private
You're
jet.
Sitting in economy. I mean,
yeah, no, there was, when I went, when I had to go to Dallas last year for this work thing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I get on the plane, I'm in sweatpants and like a hat and I got my earphones in. You get in and there's these business dudes in their suits and their suit jackets are hanging on the back of the fancy chairs. Yeah. And you're just like, damn,
See, if I had to wear a suit when I flew, I wouldn't have gone out to my company last year with sneakers on and forgot my dress shoes at home.
That's awesome.
No, but I would go back to just that time frame where like that was the normal for everything. It's like, oh, you show up into work in a suit. And I've definitely go back to the three-piece suit. I want to get one still.
You know what? I got a real answer. And I would bring you guys back to a time when marijuana was not a Schedule I drug.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, because I think that you guys have a lot of shit going on in your country, and that is something that could really help a lot of people. I don't mean from a medicinal point of view. I mean from an incarceration point of view, and hell yeah, just chill the fuck out, America.
Well, there are areas where they're not prosecuting people for,
but I mean, why
pot on them or anymore?
It's still a whole bunch of bullshit between states and federal levels, and you guys need to chill the fuck out. So everybody in America, please do me this favor: go smoke a joint. Just relax a bit, guys. Just relax.
Just relax, guys. You get one weapon from any game. What do you choose from the Beard MB? He goes with the portal gun.
Hmm. Nah, I'd kill myself if I had the portal gun. I'd probably just, you know.
But what is this weapon for? He doesn't really say. Just like to have on your person?
Just to have.
Like a collector's item or like
the PFG from Doom?
I'd go with the Needler. Because it looks cool.
Okay.
I was also thinking a Halo weapon, but I'm a BXR for life kind of guy. So give me that battle rifle.
Okay.
Y'all know BXR, right?
BXR?
BXR, yeah.
Yeah, you know BXR.
Yeah, BXR, bro.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I'd go with Bad Juju.
Bad Juju?
I don't know why. It just looks really cool.
Okay.
That'd give it up. That portal gun, though. That's a great suggestion.
That's a strong choice right there.
Useful, you know? Like, you're sitting on the couch. Oh, I want something from the fridge.
Chunk.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he pretty much just took, like, the best one for himself, so he really didn't leave us with much
gee,
after
thanks.
That. Yeah. Congratulations.
I think No. I want the Factions Guerrilla Red War. I want the Unicorn Gun. You've seen it. It farts a rainbow that annihilates pretty much everything.
I want the Minions fart gun. Here we go from Hazelnut. He says, what's one thing you can cook the shit out of? Hope this doesn't derail the podcast. Too late.
One thing you can cook
I can cook that out of anything. Now, have it taste good is, you know, totally different.
I can make the best grilled cheese sandwich. Nobody makes a grilled cheese like me.
Grilled cheese?
A grilled cheese?
A grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese. Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Want some cheesecake?
Guys, I'm just looking at my D1 weapons on DIM. Oh, God. I miss all them shits. I had a God roll Queensbreaker. What's the one thing I could cook the shit out of? Dude, I could cook the shit out of a lot of things, bro.
I like to work a grill more than cook. I don't know. Does that count?
Like a steak, like a nice ribeye.
I don't discriminate. On the grill, I like to do everything. Everything from your chickens to your beefs to your sausages to your vegetables to your corn, straight up corn.
God, right on the grill.
Barbecued pizza? Fuck yeah. I'll do the shit out of barbecued pizza. I like to barbecue things.
We're going to do a barbecue salmon this week.
Ooh, smoke that shit? On a nice cedar plank?
I don't have that kind of money.
Smoke that shit.
I do make some awesome scrambled eggs.
Okay.
I make a banging omelet.
I make good pancakes.
I make really good breakfast.
I like my scrambled eggs, but my wife doesn't.
I put a little cheese in my eggs.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Abyss Defiant. God, that gun was great.
Shoots through hive shields.
Yeah, that is a good point though, Justin. I have my weapon loadout is very specific. I have no exotics. Exotics?
The exotic weapons they're not quite like they were in D1 where it's like, okay, I'm gonna go with bad juju because I can like mow through a bunch of people, or I can go with Suros, you know, and I can just all the exotics in D1, a lot of them had, if you use this, yeah, it's built around it. Like
for PvE, it was Icebreaker or Yellowhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Like you always had those, one of those two on you at all times. Now it's like, I don't really need anything. I'm good.
All right. Next question. Each of you is Prince Charming. Other than your wife, who are you hoping fits the glass slipper? What kind of fucking question is that, Gear Dad?
Is this from Rocker? Oh, no, that would be like, you find his glass slipper on from a different prints. Like, is that cheating?
Like, all night we're getting hit with, like, the Kobayashi Maru. We're getting these questions to, like, unwinnable scenarios. It's like, oh, you're invisible. Where do you go? I don't fucking know. Like, who do you want to have the glass slipper? I don't know, dude.
Katy Perry.
I know Gear Dad wants Gail Godot to have his glass slipper, or Britney Spears.
Katy Perry. Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one.
that's not a bad answer.
We were watching Fast and the Furious last night. My daughter goes, hey, guys, you know that Gail Gadot is in this movie.
Gail Gadot.
Like, you mean Gail Godot? Gal Gadot? She's like, yeah, that's the one.
Got that Latina heat there. I want that Sofia Vergara. Hope she fits that glass slipper.
I mean, when you're watching Fast and Furious, who's looking at the curls? I mean, Vin Diesel, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one has The Rock in it, too. So Paul Walker, you know.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I miss you, Paul.
Tom Hardy? Could he fit the glass slipper?
It's all right. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the only logical choice.
Oh, Nebula from Infinity War. But not Karen Gillan, actually Nebula. That blue android, there's something about her, man. I don't know. Seven, I got a robot fetish. I'm telling you, it's developed.
7 of 9?
Oh.
Yeah, she wasn't bad.
All right. Let's see. S-Racer says, 4 podcast hosts. Mary fuck Chekhov. Your fellow podcast. here's where you get me, Racer, is because I want to marry fucking jerk off all 3 of these guys. So there you go.
That's very touching. And speaking of touching, don't fucking touch me. I will be.
Hazelnut says, I officially withdraw my question for Racers or Gear Dad's question. All right. Next question.
I mean that's
damn,
a win-win.
We had a lot of questions this week.
I know, right? Canuck Show has a question. He says, and you know, I don't know if he meant to put this in his. I changed podcast questions because apparently, you know, he gets shit mixed up.
It's very easy to be confused.
Yeah. Since starting the podcast back in 2016, was it 2016?
Feels like. Sure. Yesterday.
Yeah, sure. What is your What are your favorite moments, and what stands out the most, most proud of? Jeez.
When Rocker left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's the old podcast. That's not this podcast.
That's not.
Was the worst moment.
Yeah, obviously, that's what we were thinking.
Love you, Rocker.
Man,
he's listening, he listening anyway.
I guess you I know, could he say listen, we but... rocked out. By the way, these all these yeahs are sponsored by Chuck Loves Pizza.
I'm happy that I got to introduce you guys to the world of Tremclad paint.
Oh shit! Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh please! I hope so.
Oh yeah, I have it right here. Just like an old friend, you can count on. I figured one to listen to, and we'll sing it, and we'll play it again. Give it some
TSC. More people paint and protect more things with Tremclad than with all other rust paints combined. Look for specially formulated Tremclad automotive paints and primers for superior rust protection.
Okay, one more time. Just like an old friend.
More people paint and protect more things with Tremclad than with all other rust paints combined.
Is that a fact?
For specially formulated Tremclad automotive paints and primers for superior rust protection.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, I think, personally, the best moment was getting that sweet, sweet email that we've been invited to the D2 reveal event.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I remember, like, God, that was crazy.
Like, that kind of came out of nowhere.
I thought we had no idea. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was crazy because I don't know if I think I'm... I got the email like right before bed, and then I sent it to you guys, and then I don't know. That was crazy. And I think I was extremely touched at everybody who helped me get there, who basically, you know, donated their hard-earned dollars because to give me the opportunity to go out there and represent all of us. And you know, and huge thanks to Rocker who, you know, donated, you know, a nice sum of money to help me come out too. I know we give Rocker a bunch of shit, but you know, he's a fucking weird, he's a real weird fucking dude, but you know what? He's in the end, he's got your back and, he's a good dude. And I, you know, I'll never forget that. And that was awesome of him and everybody. Cause that was a really crazy, crazy cool experience. A very proud moment for us, I think, is when, or for me, is when we started doing the dad improvements. We haven't done that in a while.
We can bring it back.
Yeah. I mean, it still happens every day in the Discord. People bring stuff up and we talk about, you know, there's a dad improvements channel, but, you know, we're always bringing stuff up to each other or that, you know, in whatever area we're at or channel or whatever, it doesn't matter. Is when, Sentinel Dad came on and told his story. And, it was a really, really brave thing of him to do, come on and talk about that. And, you know, and I don't know if that helped fuel getting the Saint 14 project thing started.
I think
and
that
if,
was like the spark that kind of lit.
Yeah,
that,
and if we had anything to do with that, like even like remotely the smallest part, like they help so many people, and so many people depend on them for help, and you know, and making them feel better, and just mental health in general. I mean, that's a huge proud moment for me. So.
True that.
I'm also...
Did Meef have a question?
I'm also really proud of this.
That was a funny moment.
No, he didn't have a question.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see one. No. No questions for Meef. Anyway. So, what do you say, fellas? We do...
Song of the Week?
No. Because... Hit the music, Justin. Good evening. I'm Stu Gatso. And, oh boy. Oh boy, we got a story this week, fellas. So, this story was submitted by two separate and independent people, so you know it's good. Mm. Or really terrible, such as it is. So, I had some other really solid... I had some really solid submissions from some people here, but this story actually was submitted by both Gorilla Golf, who is a prolific submitter of stories, and also by Jitansu. God, I hate that name. I don't know what to call you. GT.
Just call him GT. GT. That's what everybody else.
That's what everybody calls him.
No, I'm going to get it right. Jitansu. That's it. That's who sent it into, and Gorilla Golf. So, oh boy. Here. Oh boy. Friend of the show, Canuck. He's got some back issues that he's been dealing with on and off. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he can take a page from this 33-year-old Irishman.
Okay.
I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off.
Do it.
Once a month, a 33-year-old Irish man would fill a syringe with his own semen and squirt it into the veins and muscles of his right arm, hoping it would make his chronic lower back pain go away. Sorry. We don't understand it either. Physicians, what are you thinking, dude? What are you thinking, injecting
maybe
into your arm?
Maybe he didn't understand the difference between that and stem cells.
Cortisone? Yeah, maybe. That's actually a good theory, Baroque. Physicians came across this unusual case when the subject admitted himself to a Dublin hospital following several days of lower back pain brought on by lifting a heavy object. So this guy's back hurts. He keeps lifting this bloody thing while he's shooting up semen into his own semen, which... I mean, I guess if it's got to be semen, it's never
gotta
mind. I digress.
It's got to be your own.
We're going too far.
He's trying to stroke on the sunshine onto his back.
Oh boy, did he ever. Following an examination, medical staff discovered his lower right arm was red and slightly swollen with signs of a serious subcutaneous infection. Oh, good. Oh.
So his right arm had
the patient later disclosed it is most likely caused by recent injections of his own semen. Like, what do you think it could be?
Ugh.
I mean, it just goes on, but you pretty much get the point here. This is just
so it, what a is fucking it, is idiot. Back pain gone?
I think that's the least of his concerns.
Hey, Kev, the proof is in the pudding.
It works?
Oh, you know what? The article ends with, apparently, his back felt better. So it had a happy ending, folks.
His arm hurts a little bit. He's got a little infection. What is back pain's got?
Subcutaneous infection, deep abscess of the of the muscle. But you know that's
no big deal.
His back is okay now, so it feels better at least. Jesus Christ! Really? There's a case study in the Irish Medical Journal if you'd like me to link it to you, so you can get the real.
No, I'm good.
I think I'm okay.
Oh boy. People are fucked, folks.
I inject it into my eyeball if my eyesight will get better?
Do you think he, like, does it right into the syringe, or does he...
Maybe, like, into a cup like, and, like, sucks
cook it
cup.
Like heroin?
Does he put it in a spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't tell you.
That's,
I think...
That's rough. That's rough.
It's horrible.
Man.
That's so fucking
gross.
Yeah.
Like... Fuck.
Thanks for the story.
Two separate people sent it to me. This guy hit a nerve.
What would you make you think to do that?
That makes the lady who like is marrying ghosts
seem normal.
She seems pretty normal.
This realm. I wonder how she's doing. I should check in on their their nuptials.
I think she's...
Or did they get a divorce?
She's having a ghost baby pretty soon. They're expecting.
Who are you going to call? Ghost doctors!
Maybe I should have gone with the other story that Gorilla Golf sent me. A Japanese veteran was found dead last December with 13,000 pounds of assorted porno magazines on top of his body.
Didn't we? That was like one of our first Guardian's Choice. Would you rather be... Would you rather be found on a pile of drugs? Would you rather your body
drugs
be found on a pile of drugs or sex toys?
Dudes, this 13,000 pounds was GILF porn. Maybe I should have gone with this one.
Like,
oh, sounds like tons of fun.
How? Oh, boy. Oh, which should have told me. I would have had the sound effect ready.
It's like,
he was crushed by tons of fun. Shit, I'm still not ready. Damn. I guess you could say, Grandma, get off me.
Or I guess you could also say, Grandma, get me off.
All right, guys, it is time for Song of the Week.
And now,
all right,
it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
That is correct. The number one podcast Spotify playlist on the internet is... I was going to say Dad Tales Podcast. Distinguished Gentleman Podcast Playlist. Guys,
the DGPP.
What are we gonna put on the playlist?
I'm ready.
Oh shit! Okay.
Right out the gate.
I've been locked and loaded all week. All
right,
fire! Ready for this? Fire! Ready? Fire!
Shoot.
My Own Prison by Creed.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's
calling it audible.
Pick another one.
You know what? You
choice.
Have to put Creed on there. Because if you let Admiral Nips put Celine fucking Dion on this playlist, and you didn't veto that.
And I'm gonna just gonna say this was their first album, and it is really good. After this album, it went downhill. My Own Prison is a solid tune.
I can't believe I'm doing this right now. This goes against everything, that I believe in.
All right, so who's picking Nickelback next? You know, let's just start throwing them all in there.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
When Creed was big, I said this when we were talking about it on Discord the other day, but when Creed was big, when this album came out, I was taking a programming class in college, and there was a guy who sat next to me, and while we're in class, he was in Creed chat rooms. Like, he was on, like, a Creed message board.
Creed
every
fanatic.
Fucking day. Like, this guy would wear a different Creed shirt. Like, where did you find so many fucking Creed shirts, dude?
Hot Topic, man.
I guess. I don't know. But it was like upsetting.
You could always tell his ringtone was like, with arms wide open.
Dude, they didn't have ringtones back then. <It's> so long ago, there was beep, no ringtones. Beep, beep.
Oh, yeah, no. They're...
Okay.
Chipped.
All right, I added it.
This song better be on there. I'm going to check.
I'll go check right now.
Can't believe I just did that. Okay, fine.
My Own Prison by Creed.
Good.
I can go next.
Okay.
We can wash the taste of that out of our mouth. I was actually going back and forth between a different Beastie Boys song and another Creed song.
Yeah.
But then I was going through some other shit and I saw No Sleep Till Brooklyn. So put that on there.
Okay.
You mean Higher by Creed.
When I say No Sleep Till Brooklyn, I really mean Higher by Creed.
That's the code.
No sleep till Brooklyn. All right, bro.
All right, I'm going to go with... It's a song I heard the other day, and it was like, oh, yeah, that song, I remember it.
God damn, it better be something fucking weird, bro.
Well, I was going to go with Dynamite Hack, Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
One Last Breath by Queek.
Dude, I didn't even know that many Creed songs, so, you know.
I gotta... Oh, shit, hold on. Oh, shit.
It is the widest cover of a rap song ever.
Yeah, I know, but my thumb's really big, and when I try to spell dynamite, it's not working out. Okay, I got it. Okay, and I am going to choose... I'm going to choose... God damn it.
I don't know that
thumbs
song.
Are huge. Thumbs are huge! pass the mic. By Beastie Boys.
Nice.
I'll check your head. I think the Beastie Boys, they said their names in songs more than any other rap group ever. It's like every single song, it's like, I'm Ad Rock and I'm Mike D. Like, yeah, MCA, we know. You just told us, like, in the song before, and the five songs before that.
My boy, MCA. Like, I swear, that's like half the lines for songs.
They tell some really funny stories in there. This one part, when you were talking about, like, dressing up in suits and stuff, they went through this phase. It's so funny. They went through all these different phases. Like, they went through this phase where they would just constantly buy wigs and fake mustaches, and they would just wear it all the fucking... They would wear wigs and fake mustaches all the time. And then they went through a phase where they dressed like Mad Men, where, like... They wore suits all the, like, those suits with, like, the pin ties and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like 1960s jazz guys, like Miles Davis or something like that. And
fuck, that's cool.
Yeah, they would just have to outdo each other. Like, they would have to wear something new all the time. So they would come to the studio every day in fucking suits. I think it's when they made All Mixed Up, like, Mixed Up. They have one album that's all instrumental. I think it's like their second to last. It came out right before the Hot Sauce Incident Part 2. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. But yeah, man,
yeah, that's got to be the mix up.
Yeah. But man, there's just some funny fucking stories in there. All right, song of the week. That's it. Want to wrap it up there? Put a pin in it?
I think so. Let's.
All right, cool. That's our show for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Please, if you would like to join the weight loss challenge we have going on, Spring Break Sexy Discord, please, join our Discord. Go to dadtailspodcast.com, get in there. You could win some swag from Potato Thumbs Podcast, our friends over there. You'll win something from us. Not quite sure what that is going to be yet. It's definitely something. And
Creed album.
Yes, you'll get the Higher CD by Creed. Actually, maybe we'll do that.
My Own Prison by Creed.
You can post it in all the chat rooms.
A Creed t-shirt.
Yeah, with a Creed t-shirt. You know what? We could probably pick up all that wig. Shit really cheap. And
don't lie. We're going to give away like a Golden Girls pop or something. You know,
that's not a bad idea, Brooke.
These are all anyway, great ideas.
Please stop it with the what Creed. I can't think. I'm trying to wrap up the fucking show. And you keep throwing all this Creed shit at me.
Step, pop.
Jesus.
With arms wide open.
Oh my god. That's a. Never mind.
Creed Tales podcast brought to you by Distinguished Gentlemen.
Creed Tales. Welcome to Creed Tales. Yeah.
Creed Tales.
Creed Tales of Gold.
You got to get in there.
Creed Tales. Yeah. Defenders of the universe.
Okay, guys, let's wrap this thing up. Jeez, I got to go change please. The batteries in my thermostat, and then let's play some Gambit or something.
Yes, please. Anyway, follow us on @dgents on Twitter. You can follow me @JCJesse. Baroque, where can people find you?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
All right, Stu.
With arms wide open. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Shaking my head. @StuGatzo, @StU_GATZZO.
Boost KDV.
You can find me on the Creed forums at Boost KDV.
I can't believe you did this tonight. Can't believe you did this to me. Be excellent to each other. Friends don't let friends put Creed on their Spotify playlists.
No, they make them put it on the playlist.
They have to put it on if you tell me. So
anyway. Stay higher.
Shut the fuck up.
Two Void and an Arc at fucking Void.